This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Avos Perkimo Mishnah Tes Zayin. Rabbi Shmuel Oimer. Rabbi Shmuel said, he was the friend and the Bar Machlokusa, the one who was with Rabbi Akiva, the one who's Bar Plukta. His first Rabbosav was Rishua ben Hananya. Rishmol says, Avikal l'roish. You should make yourself very light and swift to do shimush and to service an odom choshev in l'roish, a person that's very, very choshev. You see a person that's very choshev, very swift and quick and with all energetic to service and do the rotzen of a person who's an Adam Choshev, a very, very Choshev, a person, a Rosh, that's Kal the Rosh. V'noyach latishchoyres, and a person that's a shchoyres means a younger person, that his beard and his hairs are still dark. You're not mechuyev to be so swift and so light and so easy in his kavod, but you have to avad noyach with him kavod, b'nachas, and seen it slowly and deliberately and nicely. Everybody talks about the famous Mishnah, b'kavos l'adam b'seiv b'ponim yafos. Here the Mishnah is telling them, b'kavos l'adam, and other story, b'simcha, to b'kavos everybody. Whoever he is, an older person, a younger person, a smart person, not a person that's not so, such a big talmud chacham, b'kavos b'simcha. And the Rambam writes Befurish, says the Rambam, this is more than Sefer Panim Yafos of Rav Shammah. There's even a greater Madrega than Sefer Panim Yafos. This is Besimcha. We don't realize what it could do to a person, we even call him Besimcha. As we know, the famous Mishnah, the Chazal tell us that Godot, the famous Gemara, I'm sorry, in Ksubis, Kuvyav, that the Gemara says that Godol Hamal bin Shinov Lechaver Yosef Mashkei Cholav, greater is whitening your teeth, show your white teeth to someone, than giving a glass of milk. And the Mefarsh Ramaz, when you give him a glass of milk, you nourish his goof, his body. When you give him a smile, you show him a beautiful smile. That could be Sefer Panim Yafos. The Simcha is you're excited. You show excitement. When you see somebody, you show excitement. What does that do? That makes a person feel good about himself. That makes a person feel so special. I told over a story today, this morning, how it's in this book of Turbulent Times, Chinuch of Turbulent Times, when Dov Brizak, he said over the story that once he was in, he got an invitation to a wedding, and he didn't know who this person was so well. He remembered the name a little bit, but he wasn't so close with him. He was a kid from the neighborhood who he didn't have a big shot, so he was wondering why he invited him. And he wrote on the invitation that he should make sure to come. And this, so he came. And before the chuppah, when he was there greeting him, he pulled him over. And he just wanted to say, you have a big chedek in this. You have a big schus that I'm here today. From Ben Torah is getting married to a good family. And Rav Yitzchak didn't know what this guy's talking about. He didn't even know what he's talking about. And later on he explained to him, or maybe the year he explained to him, that when he was in his teenage years, he one time got into a difficult situation, and he was contemplating leaving it all, going to town, going out, who knows where, he was by the bus stop, on his way to do things that maybe weren't so good, because he was frustrated with his situation and didn't have anybody to talk or whatever it was. And Rav Brizak was passing the bus stop that he was sitting at, and he walked by, and then Rizak turned around. He went, no, his face was familiar for the neighborhood, and he turned back, and he went over to the boy, he said, have a good day, Hatzlocha, and he talked to him for a few minutes. He said he walked on. The kid said that the fact that Rizak noticed him, the fact that he acknowledged him, and the fact that he spoke to him, it changed his whole perception. He got chizik. And from that, he ended up not going to town, and he changed his whole demeanor, and he changed his whole rutzon, and he decided that's it. I'm a miskaber. If someone could give me that acknowledgement, I want to change. And therefore, he didn't make these decisions. He kept strong in his way, and he became a starker bacha. All because someone greeted him nicely, someone acknowledged him. This is so important in life, says the Rav. V'kailo roish l'fnei adam gadol zalkev yoshev rosh yeshiva. A person that's an adam gadol, and sitting at the head of a yeshiva, have a kal. It should be swift, easy. It should be light. It should be hard. And you should let go some of your covet. To do his avoid and to shamash in front of the noyach, and it should be easy. To a young adam bacher, to a person that's a younger person, the voice of shchoyres, his hair is dark. You don't have to make yourself so easy and so swift, so light. You sit there, be yishuv and benachas, calmly and in serenity. Then call on bin Roish, bin Tishchoyers, whether the big Rosh Yeshiva, or the young Bacha, Tamud b'simcha, stand happily. Mekabel, b'makbil, b'turim neged, kabel, across from him. Peshach, ha'vikala Roish, b'reishischa, k'shat ha'bacha, ha'vikala, says the Rasan Barach, says the Rabban of Pshat in this Mishnah. Ha'vikala Roish, when you're a youngster, when you're a young Bacha, it should be kal, it should be so easy, you should be running swiftly, energetic to do avodas aboyer of ziknuscha. When kishe roshchur panecha ne hazikna te noyach loy, you should be noyach loy. You should be calm, do it calmly and nicely, and do it in a way with much maturity and an expression to serve Hakadosh Baruch Hu in a way where you're not so bahul, but noyach loy, an easier way. And that's the way. That's the Mishnah is telling us. But either way, what we learn out from here, but it says a fascinating insight, how important it is to acknowledge people. I said before, how important it is to realize there's other people in the world. How important it is that you, with the way you communicate to other people, the way you act to other people, you can affect their lives. We don't realize how important that is. We think, I'm not a Rebbe, I'm not a Rosh Yeshiva, I'm not a Magid Shir. No. We all can have an effect on any person's life. The way we greet people, the excitement that we see somebody, and we greet them with simcha, it could change a person forever. Have a great day.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.